we stated at African Commission that our view as a media monitoring organization is that the confiscation of these radios is a way of trying to restrict access to information for citizens who stay in marginalized areas ahead of elections so that they don't get information on whatever issues that they're supposed to.
You speak about the issue of elections, and one of the main issues, of course, from your view, what does this mean for smaller communities who want to access this information?
It's sad that we have such situations that are happening in our country. You find that even though there have been new broadcasters that have been licensed, their reach is not enough. You know, it doesn't reach like most Zimbabweans across the country. So if our authorities are taking away these radio sets from individuals, it's merely a violation of their rights. They can't access alternative information. And for them to say that they are taking these radios under the pretext that they were smuggled into the country, I think it's a flimsy excuse.
Also, in this statement you delivered, you talked about the need for complete reform of state media.
Well, we're simply asking the Commission to urge our government to at least make sure that they reform the state media particularly, because from our monitoring of the state media, we have noticed that it's still highly favored and biased